Yeah, so RTD does offer a fair amount of discounts, but a lot of their discounts actually benefit upper-income travelers. So, for instance, the fact that RTD offers free parking for the day if you're in residence, that's a nice benefit, but most people who are availing themselves of the free parking are upper-income commuters. They're using the regional buses. It's not the what we call the transit-dependent folk. So that's one example of how the structure is kind of rigged against low-income travelers, the transit-dependent folk. There are also the other discounts, like the EcoPass, are distributed through generally big companies, and the design is the bigger the company, the bigger the discount. So the people who do have EcoPasses are most likely to be upper-income employed. You know, the McDonald's are not giving EcoPasses to their minimum wage employees. So another way that their discounts. Also, bulk buying is something that gives discounts to most upper-income fare riders, but people who avail themselves of bulk buying have the money to pay for the monthly pass, you know, on January 1, or have the money to pay $25 or so for a 10-ride ticket. And when you look at the surveys that RTD does, most low-income transit-dependent riders pay cash fares. So they don't even have the $23 to pay for the 10-ride tickets that would save them 50 cents a day, because it's hard to scratch up $25, you know, right away. Low-income transit-dependent folk end up paying cash each ride, which ends up being more expensive.
And the fares themselves, I know there was a big fare restructuring done on the part of RTD in the last couple of years, and the changes seem to be that it's a little bit cheaper to ride the light rail or maybe the regional bus riders, relatively speaking, compared to some of the bus routes where, as you call them, the transit-dependent folks, their fares didn't necessarily go down.
The local bus ride all went up. So when RTD changed their fares in 2016, they made the regional buses, so the commuter bus from Boulder to Denver, they made that actually cheaper, while they made all the other local buses more expensive. So put it another way, the fare increases on the local buses are actually subsidizing the cost for the lower fares on the regional buses. Now, when you look at the people who ride the local buses that are having higher fares, most of them, a higher percentage of them are low income. More than a majority of people on local buses are low income, transit dependent folk. But the population that uses the regional buses, say the Boulder to Denver regional bus, are mostly upper income, non-transit dependent, meaning those people have other ways to get around. But they choose to ride transit because it's oftentimes more convenient.
In addition to that, I know Colorado 9 to 5 have also been talking about the fact that when we see the investment in public transit now, we're seeing a lot of investment in light rail. And going along with that, we're seeing an increase in property prices, which is further pushing people out to the margins and making affordable housing even more of an issue. And so how is transit, access to certain types of transit, also contributing to the lack of affordability in housing?
That's a fantastic question. And there's been a bit better push to look at the affordability of housing in conjunction with the affordability of transit. So a lot of times people look at the affordability of housing as you're not spending more than 30% of your income on your mortgage or on your rent. That's generally an acceptable rule of what's affordable housing. But now the affordable housing in Denver is nowhere near the center core or where the jobs are at. So you're right, people are getting pushed out further and further, which means then they're also spending a lot more time, a lot more money on transportation. And I think that the trade-off of time, even commuting, that's we don't actually put in dollar value, is a big barrier to getting to your job.
So where do we go with all of this, and how do we make it more equitable, given that there's just been a big fare restructuring in 2016, and RTD did host a lot of meetings in local communities and regionally talking about this, but the upshot is, as you said, the local bus fares went up, and in many ways they're subsidising the regional fares and the light rail fares, which people who are using those services more often tend to be higher income. And so how do we make our public transit system more equitable for people who have no other option?
Right, no other option is a great point. They're transit dependent, so which unfortunately means for them they have to ride anyway. So when you jack up the price on their ticket, they're kind of a captive audience. They're going to pay more. So from the bottom line perspective, it makes sense to jack up their rate because you're not going to lose them. They're forced to ride. But if you want to factor in equity, RTD does offer a nonprofit reduced fare. So they have there's nonprofits out there that can buy fare media for half off, I believe, and they can turn it around and sell it, give it to their clients. Oftentimes, they give it to them for free. But there's a cap on how many fare media each nonprofit is allowed to purchase. And when you actually look at how many rides are actually discounted through the nonprofit pass, it's less than like 20% or 20% of rides. All rides for low-income people get a reduced rate through the nonprofit pass. So there's a lot more room we could do for offering at least half off or free rides for the transit-dependent low-income population. We urged, and we being a group of coalition members called the Affordable Fares Task Force, we're trying to push RTD to adopt something similar that was adopted in Seattle, that give a means-tested reduced fare. So in Seattle, I think if you're less than 200% of poverty, you'd get a reduced fare. We pushed RTD to consider what we call a 5150 program. So if you're under 150% of the poverty level, you would get the same half-off discount that RTD currently gives to students, seniors, and those who are disabled. And it would be real easy to run it administratively because there's already these county services departments that are already verifying people for food stamps or for affordable housing or for free and reduced lunch. So we figured once these people qualify for, say, food stamps or free and reduced lunch, they would also be issued a card that they could just quickly show the bus driver that they would qualify for a half-off fare. That would make a monumental difference in a lot of budgets and a lot of lives for the transit-dependent folk around the RTD.